Greetings, my name is Andrew Duthie, aka DevHammer, and I'm back with another Dev Nugget. This time I want to show you a little bit about protocol activation, which is a neat feature of Windows Store apps that you can use to offer functionality to other apps so that those apps can launch your app via a protocol, and you can actually provide query string information so that that app can provide information on what kind of options they might want to supply with the activation of your app. So what I've got here is a Visual Studio project. It's a XAML and C# Windows Store app project. I started with the blank project template. And the first thing that I needed to do was to go into the AppX manifest, go to the declarations tab, and select the protocol option here, and then add that. And I've added the protocol option to the declarations, and I've specified that I want the name of my protocol to be DevHammer. So what that says is I can actually use a URI schema of DevHammer colon and then whatever I want to activate this application. Once I've done that and I compile this application, when it's packaged and registered on the OS, it will actually set up a registration for my protocol, which allows me to then have my protocol DevHammer actually launch the DevHammer PA app. So go ahead and close that. Now, in the code, what I need to do, basically I've leveraged some code from, there's a blog reader tutorial or blog viewer tutorial that's up on dev.windows.com. I have a link to that in my blog post. And I start off with a feed data class, which I got from that tutorial. And it basically has the information classes for the feed data itself, the feed items, and then it has the ability to go and grab a set of feeds or one or more feeds via this getFeedsAsync method. And I'm passing in a tag name. That tag name is actually going to come from my protocol activation query string, and we'll see that here shortly. I'm going to grab a default tag name from the app resources, which are stored here in app.xaml. And then I'm going to check and see if the tag that was passed in is not an empty string. I'm going to replace the tag with the one that's passed in from protocol activation. And then I'm simply going out and I'm calling devhammer.net/RSS and passing the tag with the tag name to get that data. And then I'll go through and parse that using the syndication client. That's kind of beyond the scope of what we're doing. So inside of app.xaml, I've gone ahead and created a local instance of this feed data source class, which I'll need. And then I have a string with the key of tag name that has my default tag of Windows 8. So if nothing else happens, if I don't activate via protocol activation, I'll get entries related to Windows 8. In app.xaml.cs, to handle the protocol activation, we're going to handle an event called onActivated, and it passes in this iActivated event args argument. And then I'm going to check that to see if the kind of the arguments is of protocol, which tells me that this activation was via protocol activation. If that's the case, then I'm simply going to grab these, convert them to the type of protocol activation activated event args, and then I'm going to pass that via the navigate method to our blog items page, which is where we're going to actually render the blog items. Again, passing that in as the second argument here. And when I navigate, that's going to take me over to blogitems.xaml. Now, blogitems.xaml, the only change that I've made, this is simply an items page that you can add via the add new item menu entry. And the only change that I've made to this is to update the app name string in the page resources to be devhammer-tag:, and then I'm going to add to that in the code behind. So in the code behind for blog items, in here, the main thing that's going to happen is when this page is loaded, this load state method will get fired. And this navigation parameter is what we receive from the navigation call that we made. So this will actually, if we're activated via protocol activation, this will contain that args parameter. So what I'm going to do in that case is I'm going to go ahead and get a reference to our feed data source. I'm going to check on network connectivity. This is part of the code from the blog reader tutorial. So we're going to check network connectivity and make sure that there's actually network before we try and connect and create the data sources and such. I'm going to check and see if my feed data source exists. If it does, I'm going to see if it has any feeds. If it doesn't have any feeds, or if we aren't given a navigation parameter, then what we'll do is we'll just load up blog posts based on the default Windows 8 parameter, which will come from this string tag name. So we'll pull that out of the current resources. However, if we do have that navigation parameter, then what we want to do is go in and look at the URI and the query string of that URI. And I'm going to go ahead and just basically assume that the only thing I've got is one parameter. So I'm going to take everything after the equal sign, and that's going to be my tag name. So I'm going to get the substring, pull that out, and then I'm going to pass that in both to the page title text, which we saw earlier, and to that call to get feeds async. And then once I've got that, it's going to simply grab the feed data source feeds, the first feed, and grab the items, and set that to the default view model items. So let's see what this looks like when I run it. So I'm going to run it on the local machine just from Visual Studio. When I run that, it's going to pull up Windows 8 as expected, and it'll pull up a list of the most recent 20 blog posts that have Windows 8 as a tag. Now, I can go ahead and leave this running over to Windows or File Explorer. I can actually do test my protocol activation directly from File Explorer. So I can say devhammer colon question mark, and let's say I want to find all of the posts in my blog that are related to the Canvas tag. Now it's going to pull up the Canvas tag, and it'll give me all of those blog entries. So just that simply, I was able to create an app that leverages protocol activation. And the cool part of it is, as I explained in my blog post, if the app is not installed on the user's machine and they attempt to use that DevHammer protocol, they'll actually get a prompt to go and look in the Windows Store on that local machine, and it'll actually find that app. So it makes it very easy for users to locate an app even if they don't currently have that protocol registered. So I hope you've enjoyed this. Be sure to check out the blog post for all the details. I'll have the source code for this app will be available to download. And just ping me if you have any questions. Thanks for watching.